Da 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 da. Good morning, everybody. It's time for another cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, listeners. Kahal ha, bonjour, buenos dias, strazvici, ni hao, ne ho,
mabuhay,
ohayo gozaimasu, konnichiwa,
namaste, hola, hola,
guten tag,
salut, guten tag,
buen dia,
ciao,
buongiorno,
ni hao,
ne ho.
Ne ho 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 ho.
So, all right, we're off, and today is a big day for the Giants. We're gonna go watch the game, and that's gonna be exciting. Are you excited about going and watching the game?
Mm-hmm.
This is a radio thing, you say? You know, Use your words.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, Tim Hudson is pitching today. So, how do you think he's gonna do? How many innings is he going to last?
I think he's going to last, like, 3 innings.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good. But he's making the call, 3 innings. So far, you've predicted 1 game right and 1 game wrong. So you're batting 500, so to speak. We're playing the Cardinals, and we're playing here at home, Giants Stadium. And what do you think of the outcome? What's the score going to be?
I think like 9 for Giants and like only 2 for Cardinals.
Really? So you're making that's a bold prediction. 9-2 for the Giants. That's what Thompson's making the call. So take that for what it's worth.
9 Giants, 2 Cardinals.
9 Giants, 2 Cardinals. All right. You're on the record, Mr. Predictor, the 5-year-old sports prognosticator. So, Thompson, what else has been going on? What are you doing?
Well,
what have you been reading?
I've been reading The Wizard of Oz and some.
Who wrote that?
Lyman Frank Baum.
Okay.
Alfred Baum, for short.
Okay, what's it all about?
Well, in a small farm in Kansas, Dorothy gets whisked to another world, the Land of Oz.
Really? Okay. What happens in the Land of Oz?
Well, she finds a scarecrow that talks.
Yeah, what's he say?
Well, she lifts him off the pole, and then she's surprised to see where the eyes slowly wink at her.
Really? Okay.
Guess what? Dorothy has only one friend, her dog, Toto.
Okay.
He's a small black dog who loves to jump and play.
Alrighty. What else is going on in that book?
Well, they find a man made completely of tin. The Wicked Witch of East set an evil spell on him while he was out there chopping wood. She turned him into tin and took away his heart.
Why'd she take his heart?
It's a Wicked Witch of the East.
She's really mean.
Yeah, the Wicked Witches who live in the East or West are wicked, you know.
Okay, and what about the North and the South?
Oh, North, South? Yeah, they're pretty good witches. The South one is called Glinda.
Glinda?
Yeah, Glinda. She's the good witch of the South.
So are they all related or something? How's there 4 witches? Do they go into that? Explain why there's 4 witches?
Actually, there's 3 witches in the books because the Wicked Witch of the East died along in another story of the Wizard of Oz, I would guess.
Really?
Yeah. So there's 3 witches, really.
So there's only the Wicked Witch of the West, North, and South. Because the East is dead. That's what you just said.
Actually, they're not. The North and South witches are good, and the people love them.
Uh-huh.
But in the story, in chapter 10, the search for the Wicked Witch dies, and they were no longer prisoners in a strange land.
Wow, what happens after chapter 10?
Chapter 11 is called The Rescue, and then they guide all the Winkies, the Wicked Witch of the West is slaves, and tell them that they are no longer slaves.
Good, because we hate slavery. Slavery is evil.
Yeah. The Winkies are the Wicked Witch of the West is slaves.
So she frees the slaves, and then what? What happens then?
Oh, actually...
Does she ever get back to Kansas?
Oh, yes! In chapter 22, she gets back to Kansas.
Whoa, so you're saying that the Wicked Witch of the East or the West or one of the Wicked Witches dies in chapter 10 and it's 22 chapters long? So, like, a whole half of the book is not even in the movie? You've never seen the movie. Most people have seen the movie. You're reading the book first.
Yeah, before I see the movie.
Same thing we're going to do with Oliver Twist.
Yep.
This is really awesome. I'm really happy to hear you give such a full report on the Wizard of Oz. It's important to be able to, you know, it doesn't do you any good if you read a book and you can't remember it at all. You know, you got to work on your memory and thinking about what the book is really talking about, what it's saying. You know, obviously it thinks, you know, slavery is bad, and that's important. Because it is. And, you know, then there's the idea of a journey. I don't know. There's a lot of things you could read into it. I'm going to be interested to hear more about this as you finish the book. Have you finished the book? Oh. Have you already finished it?
Oh, guess what? I've read it 3 times. Only the third time I finished it.
Awesome. Well, hey, Thompson, it's time to go. You got any shout-outs?
To Mama and Lacey. Same shout-outs? Okay. And Brett and Josie
and grandmother and godmother and Aunt
Josie,
Lori and
I already said Josie.
And Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. ELE.
Go Giants.